night till tomorrow because today is the 15th. You got to have your money in. It's tax day. Is that good news or bad news? I guess it depends on whichever you, wherever you are on that side of the discussion. We'll have lots of conversation today, I'm sure, as we look for the best stories of the day here on the Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I in here on Monday, the 15th of April. It's Patriots Day in Massachusetts. The Boston Marathon runs today, and that'll be on a lot of people's minds who are sports enthusiasts or who love to run, get involved. Thousands and thousands. I was in Boston last night. Thousands of people. Every hotel is booked. Cost you $36 to park for 3 hours. All that good stuff. It is one of those things, a tradition here in Massachusetts. And so as a result of that, those of you who are listening to me in Massachusetts don't have to have your tax money in until tomorrow. But other than that, everybody around the country has to, unless you want to face penalties and interest, have your money in today. You don't have to have the forms in today. But for those of you who are still working on your taxes, and I guess that includes me and maybe a lot of you, Jill Schlesinger from Money Watch has some tips on what to do if you need more time to file.
What if you can't meet the tax filing deadline? Don't worry, there's a form made especially for you. You'll need to file Form 4868 or face a nasty total penalty of up to 4.5% per month of the tax owed and a late payment penalty of 0.5% a month of the tax due. The form gives you a 6-month extension until October 15th, but there's a caveat. You need to estimate what you think you owe in taxes and pay that now. You pay the tax you think you owe, you file the form, and then you have an extra 6 months to get the rest of the work done. What if you don't have the money that you need to pay? What do you do? Do not go silent on the IRS, ever. Uncle Sam hates that. If you don't have the money to pay, you want to go ahead, file your returns. Pay as much as you can so that you are going to pay fewer penalties and taxes in the future. If you owe less than $50,000 in combined tax, penalties, and interest, you can request additional time to pay by completing an online payment agreement or by calling the IRS. The IRS will charge you fees and interest, but at least you'll have more time to pay.
All right. So how does that settle with you? 888-302-3684. Your comments, we'll post them. Interested, Kenny, in what actually is trending today. Kevin Hart was arrested. I don't know who Kevin Hart is. Should I know who Kevin
He's
Hart
a comedian.
Is?
Oh. He's a comedian.
Yeah. Well known?
Up and coming.
Really?
Is how okay. I describe him, yeah.
Charlie Wilson. Remember that movie, Charlie Wilson's War? The congressman?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, number two on the trending list. Space Mountain. Disney closed Space Mountain. What happened?
They did it voluntarily. Space Mountain and two other rides, the Matterhorn bobsleds and the Soarin' over California, and it was all because of concerns about employee safety. It had nothing
really
to do with people who were going on the rides.
Huh.
So Disney, I think Space Mountain is back open now, but the other two are still closed.
Michael, I'm sorry, Paris Jackson is trending. North Korean nukes, that sort of thing. Rodman in North Korea. What, is he going back again? That would be an interesting reality. Huh? Take a nice
That's
long.
A secret weapon, ship
yeah,
him back.
Apparently. All right, so let's spend a little more time talking about taxes. Maybe a few calls from you at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day. Ken Kessler also can connect with you. Here is Lou Dobbs talking about how much he loves our country, but like the majority of us, he sure doesn't like paying taxes. And I think that there's a sort of like a teaching moment here.
I'm supposed to be telling you how I really enjoy paying taxes, and much privilege, and how great it is to be an American and everything else, and it is. I love America, but I've got to be honest, I hate taxes. I really hate taxes. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I hate paying taxes. I do it, like every other American. Really every other American, but I hate it. And I know I'm not alone in my contempt for taxes. A Pew Research poll out this week finds that it's a love-hate relationship. A love-hate relationship. 56% of Americans really hate taxes, and, well, they dislike it, too. There's a little qualification. And 5% love paying taxes. That's the love-hate relationship. Who, in their right mind, loves paying taxes? They probably work for the IRS, for crying out loud, and have to say that on some form or other. Where does all of this, well, disgust and dislike and hatred for taxes come from? Well, it's certainly probably not warranted. There are some not-so-fun facts you probably don't know about taxes that would lead you, too, to perhaps hate them if you don't already. Back in 1913, the tax code was 400 pages long. 400 pages. I mean, and that's gotten a little bigger. The tax code is now 73,000, ready, 954 pages long. That's a lot. And you put each of those pages end to end, it would stretch nearly 13 miles, for crying out loud. The tax code is also complicated. It takes the average taxpayer 13 hours. 13 hours to fill it out and to pay the taxes. In fact, almost 60% of Americans pay someone else to do the taxes because most of us, and I'm among them, can't figure out how to do it. And now that you are aware of these fun facts, there is, of course, a reason for optimism. The Tax Foundation has declared April 18th Tax Freedom Day. That's when all of us stop working for the government, paying property taxes, state taxes, and we start earning money for ourselves. Unfortunately, that's 5 days later than last year, and next year it's going to be even later. 'Cause I'm the tax man.
File your federal taxes today. Most states also want, if there is a state tax in your tax, they want the filing done today or tomorrow, midnight, tonight. We have, listening to that conversation Lou Dobbs was having with his audience, the contempt for government, the contempt for paying taxes, and what the taxes are used for, how much money is wasted, and the fact that these people have the gall to ask for more of your money to waste it when there's so much fraud and corruption and abuse. We'll talk about that because lines are open and available now at 888-302-3684. What do you think about the tax system? Do you like the system? Do you like how the money is used? What's the solution to the problem of the tax code? That sort of thing. Do we tax continuing income? Or do we tax purchases? I mean, all of these things come up every year at this time, and then poof, in a few days they all go away and we go back to our sort of mundane existence in a sense. So we'll turn up the heat here on you and your input. 888-302-3684 on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40. With no big changes in lifestyle, Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary, risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2673. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With?
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
888-302. 302-3684. 888-302-3684. Taxes and the contempt we have for the system, or the joy you have in paying your taxes, if that's where it is. Here's Eric in Tennessee who thinks we ought to move to a flat tax.
I would be in favor of a flat tax. I'm an attorney, been practicing 27 years, and I worked for the government, and, you know, it just came out of your paycheck, and, that, you know, that was what it was. Then I went into private practice years ago and became very successful, earning consistently, whatever, over $200,000, and I was shocked at the amount of federal income taxes plus both parts in private practice of FICA or the payroll tax. I paid both parts as a self-employed person. I was shocked. And my eventual response was just to check out and greatly decrease my income and think, well, I'm going to work 3 days a week. I've got the money I need to sustain myself, but I'm not going to pay, because in my practice I see people's tax returns consistently every week. And on the low income side, you can effectively pay nothing and get, with earned income tax credit, et cetera, a $4,000 refund and pay nothing. And I find it immoral that the progressive concept that the more you earn, the more you pay, when there are millions of Americans receiving money, a tax refund, when they effectively haven't paid anything. The refund is larger than the amount that they paid in, even on the mere payroll tax. So I'm in favor of a flat tax because, as you want to say, quote unquote, give people skin in the game, because everybody would like a benefit, but if they're not participating and paying for the benefit, even at a marginal rate, it's a slippery slope that will lead us to destruction. But until then, I'll be waiting. I'll
be back with interest. I'll be Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Going on. We'll touch on a lot of other things during the course of this hour, as we normally do, trying to find the most important stories of the day, news nuggets here and there. And it's no news that today is a tax day, but what people think about it every year, it's a potpourri of a lot of different things. Having done this program for quite a long time and radio a lot longer than just doing this program, I'm interested in how all of the pieces sort of fit together, if you will. And it's really kind of interesting when you get to people's and the understanding that they have or don't have of the tax law, as suggested in one of the conversations. I think it was a Lou Dobbs conversation. If you didn't hear, you can go to DougStephan.com anytime during the day and download hour number one of Good Day, and you can hear him explain the situation that we were in 1913. Well, I just said how many pages were in the tax code. 1913 was the first year there was an income tax, and federal filing required that sort of thing. Other than that, before that, there were taxes that had been levied on all kinds of goods and services, things, products that were brought into our country, that sort of thing. And so we have, with disdain, seen the situation become well out of, easily out of control, with thousands, what did he say, 73, 74,000 pages in the tax code, Kenny? I think that's what he said. I remember last year it was 60-some-odd thousand, 69,000. So it changes. Do we stay with the income tax, try a flat tax? The last gentleman that was on with us said that would be the answer. Ryan calls from Virginia on a flat tax.
Well, I definitely don't think that a flat tax is the answer. I was thinking like flat tax is like a national sales tax. If anything, that would just stop people from wanting to go out and buy things because they're going to cost more. I think that would stifle the economy more than it would help anything. And it's really not fair to have a flat tax because people with lower income, they're paying a much higher percentage of their income on taxes than anyone in the upper class would be. So it's really not fair to have any kind of a flat tax. And I think the best way to be would be a progressive tax.
Our poll today at DougStephan.com, did you cheat on your taxes? A, yes, I always do. B, I did this year for the first time. No. Is C, I thought about it, though. D, I never cheat on my taxes. E, I'll let you know when I finish. Our poll over the weekend, how did you do on your taxes? Let's see, 37% of you said you got a refund. 31% of you said you owed money. 18% of you said I'm getting a refund, not that you in the future were. And 14% said I'm not sure yet because I haven't finished. Richard is in Washington with a with a view that many of us have about the tax code.
The tax code, it's just a serious problem. People have to understand the tax code is basically made to drain money from the people to go to their certain political interests for political campaigns. You got to understand it's crony capitalism because all the money is taken from state and local level is going to some major corporation or organization which do not pay taxes. All this system is set up to drain money to keep the people confused while the super people they consider elite don't pay nothing. I mean, you got companies like Exxon, GE. Bunch of companies don't even pay taxes. People are not even aware that the fuel that refineries are being built, 87%. Is used with taxpayers' money. They are just draining the American system. People in the U.S. have to really come together, stop this ridiculous tax code, and simplify it to the best to which it's fair. Right now, this code is not fair. It's made to confuse the people of the country while the super rich is benefiting. This is not right, and the country can't last on this for long.
888-302-3684. Happy Tax Day. Don't you feel really great, really generous today? Today is the day when you get to give away so much of your money to the federal government so they can waste it on programs like the $800,000 parties in Las Vegas. If you have charitable feelings today, then I would question what you know about what the government does with your money, or have all the lies that have come out of Washington finally come back around to roost. Food for thought. 28 after on Good Day.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips.
Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call your limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on rose petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Discover Card, Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a Cashback Concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Jackie Robinson Day, marking the 66th anniversary of his breaking the Major League color barrier back in 1947. Jackie Robinson Day is an annual event, but because of the fact that that movie, the movie 42, came out over the weekend, it was the number one movie at the box office, and there is more focus on it, and more focus on the continually expanding world of sports talk radio. The sports guys, I was listening to you over the weekend. We're talking about how this day brings about a lot of focus and how sports needs a Jackie Robinson, somebody not only with courage, fortitude, confidence, but the sort of charisma to remind you how ridiculous it is that anybody could oppose somebody's place in a walk of life based on color of skin, emptiness. Color of skin. It was mine. As I read through some things yesterday, I was thinking of the Tuskegee Airmen, who also, and how many other examples can we come up with, whether it's sports or whether it's men and women who are in the service, or just in general people and their attitude toward President Obama because of the color of his skin. It's that kind of thing that you'd think we were beyond, but we aren't really, are we, in some parts of our country? Here's talk host Dean Richards with a caller who actually got to see Jackie Robinson play in Chicago.
You got to see Jackie Robinson play, Marty?
Yes, I was at Wrigley Field the first day he was in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that was open. I don't believe that was the first game that he played, though. I'm not sure of that.
Yeah, we're going to double-check that. What was it like? I mean, were people shouting and taunting? And
well,
be honest.
I can remember where I was sitting in the what we called at that time the grandstands behind first base. And was the first time I could remember having been at a weekday game where the upper deck was open.
Huh.
And of course, all of a sudden, there were a lot of black people there, and I was impressed by the fact that they were dressed like they were going to church on Sunday.
You're talking about the African-American people over there.
Yes, African-American people, and I had the good fortune to sit next to an African-American elderly man, not as elderly as I am now. I was 11 years old at the time. And he was elegantly dressed in a dark blue suit and a straw hat and a white shirt and tie. And he told me the history of all these great black ball players who were playing at the time in what they called the Negro League.
Yeah.
And they played when the White Sox were out of town.
Right.
They played at the old Comiskey Park.
Imagine how proud he must have been. Imagine, I mean, you must have experienced how enormously proud he was.
Oh, he was. He was, and what an education it was for me, for some
little 11-year-old boy,
young kid, you know, to listen to this guy. And he was spouting off all these names that later on I heard, like Josh Gibson, and of course I knew about Satchel Paige, but
how about that?
Some of these other guys, it was just really something to hear.
Jackie Robinson. Jack Roosevelt Robinson, born in Cairo, Georgia, 1919, to a family of sharecroppers. His mother single-handedly raised him, four other children as well. They were the only black family on their block. The prejudice they encountered strengthened their bond, it would seem. From that beginning would grow the first baseball player to break Major League Baseball's color barrier. And one wonders, as we think more about it, you think about the prejudice in this country, and here's an example of sheer stupidity. A Florida police sergeant was fired over the weekend for allegedly conducting shooting practice with targets that resembled Trayvon Martin, the black kid that was killed by George Zimmerman. Remember that? It's been more than a year, I think, now, hasn't it? Sergeant Ronald King had been with the Port Canaveral Police Department for 2 years. Port Canaveral Authority CEO John Welch said that a couple of fellow police officers discovered King using the Trayvon Martin shooting targets in their weapons exercise, told the sergeant they didn't think it was appropriate. The next day, the officers notified the Port Authority police chief. They went to internal affairs. The targets displayed a hooded sweatshirt with a target on the chest. Skittles in the pocket, iced tea in the hand, and we know the rest of the story. King followed his firing, posted a YouTube video explaining he had no intention of using the targets for target practice. Why did they exist? In the world of the politically correct, I would say, and I'm not politically correct at all, but that was, that's the tells you a story in and of itself. So the focus on Jackie Robinson today, hopefully, most of it's pretty positive. As I said, it was the number one movie of the weekend. 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. In a moment, we're going to focus on the latest from North Korea. Yes, North Korea. Still got to talk about North Korea, and that comes up in a moment on Good Day.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle. GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. The number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're lost in a
home, or you're sinking, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Sharing the love. We don't have much with North Korea. I saw a story this weekend, Kenny, about some town in Alaska. Actually, it's one of the most remote places in our country where the United States has the last line of defense against a nuclear warhead that might come in from North Korea or even Iran if it came up over the pole. Fort Greeley, Alaska. Those of you who are listening from Alaska, what's it like up there? There's a World War II Army base that was reopened about 10 years ago, America's last chance, so the people in the Pentagon say, to shoot down a missile from overseas that might come in our direction carrying a nuclear weapon. Underground steel and concrete silos, 26 missiles there, all interceptors. They have a 50% in tests, a 50% success rate. That's a little chilling, isn't it? 800, huh?
Yeah.
I thought our aim was better than that.
Neither one.
Frankly, the 800-acre base is located about 100 miles southeast of Fairbanks. And one of the two missile defense complexes in our country, the other one's at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, has interceptors there that are used for testing and backup, according to defense officials. Last month, the North Korean situation began to heat up. The president ordered another 14 interceptors to be sent to Greeley. The arsenal there is up to 44. So one wonders, what do we think and how do we think about this as former Senator, now Secretary of State John Kerry gets closer to this. Here's talk host Brian Suits about the anticipated missile test coming from North Korea and how this could be the end of the crisis.
The Japanese announced more than a week ago that whether it's a launch, a test flight, a demonstration, whatever it is, if it comes out of North Korea towards the Pacific, and it is approaching Japan or going over Japan, they are going to shoot it down. That's what they have announced. And they can't announce that. They can't take that shot without our approval. We've obviously given them their approval. The South Koreans, for their part, have said as much, because the South Koreans also operate the Aegis-class cruiser, the American-designed over-the-horizon radar, phenomenally capable interceptor-guided missile cruiser called the Aegis. The South Koreans operate them, and oh, by the way, we have them as well in the South China Sea. So the South Koreans have basically said, if it is launched and it's even thinking about going over South Korea, we're shooting it down. So It gets launched, and let's say it does get shot down. How do the North Koreans react? That's the next question. The script in this skit is that the launch itself is going to be hailed as a great victory against America and their South Korean puppets. Just the launch itself. They're going to say it was launched, it was a successful launch, and all that. If it's shot down and they have to answer for it being shot down, now we have a completely different kettle of fish. But then again, the North Korean people, they don't have to know it was shot down. Only the Japanese people, only the people affected by the missile have to know it was shot down. The North Korean people don't need to know it was shot down. They're going to be shown footage of a successful launch, and they're not going to be shown debris hitting the Aleutians or the Pacific Ocean. They're not going to be shown that. And if they're not shown that, then that means the North Korean government is going to, whatever that means, is going to absorb the blow and just suck it up and move on and call it end of crisis.
All right. Who thinks that sounds like a reasonable solution or situation? Secretary of State Kerry said yesterday the U.S. is ready to reach out to North Korea to try to quell the conflict that's been brewing since last month. Quote, we are prepared to reach out, but we need the appropriate moment, appropriate circumstance, he said. He added that a key component for talks would be North Korea agreeing to take steps to abandon its nuclear program. The communists over there, increasingly hostile, aiming their rhetoric at South Korea and Japan and the United States because they have new UN sanctions against them placed there by the majority of member nations to the United Nations. So they don't have friends, including the Chinese. What do you think? 888-55, I keep using that number, 888-302-3684, easier to remember, 888-302-DOUG. As we move into the next stage of conversation, something new on television, or maybe not new on television, Kenny, will you explain the streaming television service known as Aero, A-E-R-E-O? Is this the future of television?
It's Aereo, and it's very interesting. TV networks are not happy about this. They're an online service, and they give you, they don't give you. You have to buy a little antenna, very small, that has the capability to hold lots of information and pick up TV signals that they send, so it goes into your computer, and you can watch on your computer the channels that they have on board. So far, this is only in New York, and a lot of the New York stations fought it and lost in court. And now it's moving on. They're rolling it out they're trying to get another 20 or 30 markets by the end of the year. And they're looking to make money with product placement instead of a regular advertising model.
Here's Talk Host Dan Mitchison with Lacey Evans talking to technology expert Brian Westbrook about Aero's battle with traditional TV.
More and more people are rethinking the way they watch TV. One of the reasons is a new internet service called Aereo. It does have some of the networks worried.
Do you see the Aereo option spreading across the country?
Well, I do. They're in New York City right now, but they're definitely looking at expanding to some 22 cities in 2013. And, of course, it's got all the broadcasters in an uproar because this might cut them out of the picture altogether. So they're really taking a close look.
Can TV stations stay relevant in the Internet age?
Well, they can, but I think it's important for everyone, broadcasters, newspapers, everyone, to remember that the Internet is not going away anytime soon, and that the younger, the more valuable generation is really changing how they consume content, and it's about reaching them online, it's about reaching them on their smartphones and their tablets, so it's about rethinking how they deliver that unique content that the broadcasters create.
And make money. That's the tricky part, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's not about advertising so much anymore. We're not talking about 60-second spots, but maybe product placement and other creative ways to make money. So this is not just a wake-up call to the broadcasters to say, hey, changing the delivery options, but also how do we deliver the money to the advertisers?
You think broadcast TV will be around in 10 years?
I don't think broadcast TV is going away in the next decade. I think it's going to be a while before we see a complete shift away from broadcast television. Of course, it's been in many homes for years and years already, but I do think the paradigm is going to shift and where the ad dollars come from is going to change. We're really looking at the next 2 to 3, maybe 5 years before that model gets completely blown away.
Wow. That's pretty interesting. I'm saying, hoo-ha, who? Who knew this was on the way? When's the first time you heard about this, Kenny?
This has just been brewing the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, just
that
seems
I've heard
new on the horizon. Well, we go back to something old. More discussion about gun legislation coming up here on the Good Day program.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
After the hour now on the Monday, April 15th, the Ides of April are upon us. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with the best stories of the day, favorites from the weekend. You know, this is a favorite, but certainly is one that gets a lot of attention as Harry Reid teeing up a Thursday test vote on sweeping new gun regulations. Supporters ratcheting up efforts to pressure some of the wavering lawmakers in the face of mounting roadblocks from those who are, I guess, avid gun supporters, as some of these groups. Here's talk host Sue Henry. She has Senator Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania on, and they talk about why Toomey decided to get involved in these discussions and actively support some of the proposed gun legislation.
Most people know you as someone who's deeply concerned with budgets and finance, but now you have an issue that you've taken up, which I think a lot of people are surprised about, and that would be the gun control debate in America. Why did you decide to get involved in this issue?
Yeah, that's a great question, because you're right. I spend almost all my time focusing on economic and fiscal issues. The reason I did this was because I was concerned about where this was heading. I was concerned that we might get an expansion of background checks that would be done badly and done in a way that I wouldn't be able to support. Sue, I will tell you, I have for a very long time believed that it's perfectly legitimate for us to make it more difficult for criminals and the dangerously mentally ill, to make it more difficult for them to get weapons. And back in 1999, for instance, when I was a House member, I voted to expand background checks for exactly that purpose. So I was concerned that we could have a bill that would do that in the wrong way, in a bad fashion. And so I reached out to Joe Manchin, Senator from West Virginia, and Mark Kirk, Senator from Illinois, and to try to see if we could find a way to do this that would not infringe on the rights of any law-abiding citizen at all. And in fact, to enable law-abiding citizens to better exercise, to be freer to exercise their Second Amendment rights. And that's what we've done, so that's why I did it.
Explain it, because apparently a lot of people do not get what you've done here, and you're actually taking criticism, which I don't know is fair, so please explain.
Yeah, I think there's a lot, I know there's a lot of misunderstanding. Part of it is because of a lot of misreporting about what this is. And so here's where we are. Yeah, take Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, we require a background check when someone goes to buy a gun from any licensed firearm dealer under any circumstances. If you buy a handgun, it doesn't have to be a licensed dealer. Any handgun purchase requires that you get a background check done. If you buy a long gun, a rifle, but it's not from a licensed firearm dealer, then you do not have to have a background check. What we would do, what the Manchin-Toomey bill does, is it would require a background check for any transaction at a gun show. So for Pennsylvania, what would be new is a long gun purchase from a non-licensed dealer of a rifle or shotgun. So in that sense, it's a very modest expansion. And an internet sale. So if there's an internet-based transaction, that would be subject to a background check. And I just don't think that that's some kind of concession. I don't want dangerous criminals to be able to easily get guns. We sort of accept as a society that those people forfeited their Second Amendment rights when they committed a violent crime. And somebody who's mentally incompetent and in a dangerous way, they shouldn't have a gun either. Neither should a child. And so we've long accepted that, but we've got this huge loophole there, and I'm in favor of having that background check. And then we've got this whole raft of provisions that secure people's ability to enjoy their Second Amendment rights. So, for instance, if you've got a concealed carry permit or any permit issued, valid permit issued by a state, you don't have to do a background check. You can show your permit or your license or your concealed carry permit. We would, on this bill, allow interstate sales of handguns, which are currently forbidden. But there's no reason to forbid that. Someone's going to get a background check. They ought to be able to go to another state and buy a handgun. Active duty military people are forbidden from buying firearms in their home state. They can only buy them in the state in which they're stationed. That doesn't make any sense. We repeal that. We have a provision in this bill that actually makes it a felony, a criminal offense and a felony subject to 15 years in prison if any government official creates a registry. Because there's no need for a registry. The only bad things can happen. We wouldn't allow that. So, I just think this makes a lot of sense, too. And as people get a chance to actually look at what we've really done here, I think they're going to support it.
All right. So the gun legislation discussion will continue. You can be sure of that during the course of the week. I thought it was interesting over the weekend, some of the key measures in New York's new tough gun law are set to kick in, and discussion of that. Owners of guns are now reclassified as assault weapons, requiring to register the firearms, new limits on the number of bullets that you can buy or can be used in magazines. I think all these provisions take effect today. The NRA says it plans to go to court to seek an immediate halt to the magazine limit. The governor of New York, Mr. Cuomo, calls those and other provisions in the state's new gun law common sense. While dismissing criticisms, he says, come from extreme fringe elements who claim the government has no right to regulate guns. And they're against, well, you know as well as you've heard the rhetoric from the NRA and from the Second Amendment Foundation and from Larry Pratt. So is there anything new here? Not necessarily, but if there's action taken, that'll be new and conversational. So we'll talk about it here on the Good Day program. Hopefully if you're...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.